from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Ward 5 Timmins Councillor Corey Robin has had his pay suspended for 60 days and been removed from the District Social Services Board over an email exchange with two members of the Voices of Timmins Facebook group. The city's integrity commissioner recommended a 30-day pay suspension, but Councillor Bill Gvozdanovich, who was one of the complainants, suggested 60 days. That was accepted in a council vote. Councillor Robin declined comment to Country 93.1 News. A 33-year-old man from Bradford, 40 kilometers south of Barrie, is up on drug and driving charges after being stopped by police on Highway 144 on Monday afternoon. South Porcupine OPP say when they stopped a vehicle just north of Gogama, they found suspected crystal meth, fentanyl, and cocaine with a street value of about $119,000. They also seized some cash. You can see the full list of charges, including stunt driving, on MyTimmonsNow.com. The province is proposing changes to strengthen the bail system and protect communities by keeping violent repeat offenders off the streets. The Premier's office says the reforms would improve the collection process for forfeited bail, introduce permanent violent crime bail teams, support a review of the bail system, and move towards the establishment of user fees for people convicted or accused of a crime who use provincially administered ankle monitors. Premier Doug Ford says the current system is letting violent repeat offenders back into the community just days after they've been arrested or accused of serious crimes. And along with the proposals, he's calling on the federal government to also strengthen the bail system. As of today, the Cochrane Temiskaming Children's Treatment Center is called the Inspire Center. Executive Director Marie Rouleau says since 1995, it's been serving children and youth from birth to 21 with diverse development needs.
We offer services in physiotherapy, speech pathology, occupational therapy, social work, and we also have specialized clinics.
The Inspire Center's head office is at the corner of Highway 655 and Ross Avenue in Timmins. It has five satellite offices across Cochrane and Temiskaming districts. Rouleau says the name change celebrates an evolution in services it offers and clarifies who it is, what it does, and how it helps. In Country 93.1 sports, the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League season wraps up tonight in Sudbury with the seventh and deciding game between the Hearst Lumberjacks and the Sudbury Cubs. The series is tied at 3-3 following the Jacks' 5-4 win at home on Monday night. The winner advances to the Centennial Cup National Tournament in Calgary.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.